Welcome to another 2-Minute Finance for Expats. Our topic today is currency exchange, or more specifically, what you need to think about when moving money from one country to another. There are 6 primary currency considerations for expats. Number 1. If you're transferring money through your normal bank, you may be losing up to 2.5% of the value of each transfer because of hidden costs. The bid to offer spread is the difference between the buying price and the selling price for any currency. This means that if you have dollars and need euros, the exchange rate could be 1.19, but if you want to sell euros to buy dollars, then the price could be 1.25. Number 2, international transfers take time. Using a retail bank to transfer money can take up to 5 working days from when the money leaves the sending account to when it arrives in the receiving account. All that time, you're losing interest. 3. Making small transfers costs more than large ones. If you have small regular payments or income in a foreign currency, it will cost far more to change small amounts of money regularly than to save it in a local account and transfer larger sums when required. Arranging a regular foreign exchange transfer in advance can significantly reduce the costs. Number 4. Planning for future expenses in the relevant currency can reduce the risk that changing exchange rates could affect your savings and spending power. Think about the currency you'll need to spend rather than the one you're trying to save in. Number 5, using credit or debit cards and ATMs in a foreign currency can have huge costs associated with it. On top of the bid to offer spread, many banks and card providers will add an additional fee of up to 5% and sometimes a fixed fee on top of that. Check with your card provider which foreign use fees might apply and try not to use foreign cards for local purchases. And finally, number 6, if your life and your money are internationally focused, diversify by currency the way you would other investments. Multiple currencies in your portfolio can reduce long and short-term risk. So if you have a need to transfer money regularly or in a large amount, look at specialist currency brokers who'll likely save you money. Thanks for listening, and remember, we're expats too.